we just, like I said, you don't get out of a hole worrying about, you know, three or four games. You get out of a hole focusing on one game. We have the Bears this week. We're at home, and we're trying to play our best game of the season, and that's the mindset of the team.
Is there a common theme over something that you're trying to fix over these first four games, something that you saw in offense that commonly you want to get better at?
Every game is different. It's about executing on that day. You know, some days, you know, you do well in the red zone. Other days, you don't do as well. But the goal is trying to figure out a way to win. We hadn't done that. So, like I said, we're trying to put our best foot forward this week and play our best game in the season.
What do you do with the younger guys? I always look up to you guys to take a lead here and how you approach the next game. Is it truly one game at a time, or is it hard not to look at the rest of the season and say, okay, we were kind of front-loaded there in the beginning of the year. You played some tough teams.
No, every week in the NFL is his own individual, you know, battle. Teams that hadn't played well in the past, they're, you know, in the same predicament as you, and they're trying to get a win, play their best game, and they're capable because they have NFL talent. So you can't get caught up in, you know, the rest of the schedule. Like, you got to focus on the team, what that team does good, and try to neutralize it. So, and as for young guys, I think that young guys always take the lead of the older guys when they have the right attitude. If you come in with the right attitude, you put your helmet on, you're ready to strap up, you got a smile on your face, you're realizing that the season is long, it's never won in the first four games. And if you had that mindset, we can work our way out of it.
What have you seen out of this Bears defense?
They play the game. They play the game the right way. They play hard. They have a very aggressive front. And as a receiver, you have to think about that when we're trying to separate. You got to try to separate quicker and all those types of things. But they play the game right. They got some veteran leadership with some mixed in with some young guys. And you know, they're improving every week.
What's changing for you guys down the red zone? From your perspective, what changes for the offense down there?
Every week is different. But across the league, it's just that the field gets shorter. The guys have less field to cover. You know, you usually have an opportunity. Your opportunity is actually kind of better the further out you are, you know. So, but nothing necessarily really changes. We just have to execute. That's it. If you get out of negative plays, at the precipice of the red zone, we'll be fine. So we try to focus in as best we can and not make it a big issue, just focus in. You know, the week before, you know, we were pretty good in the red zone. Last week, not so well.